song. Okay. Acts of hatred and prejudice have always been with us. So too have individuals who refuse to accept such acts and are determined to resist. Occasionally, a whole community joins together to fight against bullies and bigots. People act knowing there is risk because, quite simply, it is the right thing to do. This is what happened during the holiday season of 1993 in the Sound of Billings, Montana.
Are you okay? What happened?
I'm all right, but look at the window.
Someone threw a rock through the window. Look at all this glass. Look at this rock.
Who did it? Why would someone do this? What if the rock had hit me?
Are you okay? It must have been scary, son.
I knew this would happen. These terrible people kept saying they would do something bad.
Do what bad? Who wants to do something bad to us?
Isaac, we'll talk about it in a little while, I promise. Right now, we need to figure out what to do.
We should call the police right away. Chief Inman will come.
Wow, Chief Inman's coming? I remember when he came to my school. He's nice.
Yes, he is, and I know that he'll help us. Help us. In the meantime, we should leave everything just the way it is. Thank you for coming.
I'll need you to tell me exactly what you heard and saw.
The Schneitzer-Goldblum family tells the police chief all that has happened.
We're not taking down the Hanukkah decorations. Being Jewish is who we are. We're not going to hide it.
You shouldn't have to, but it might be safer. We police will try our best to protect you, but with the holidays here, Jewish families seem to be the special targets of these haters, especially families with menorahs in their windows.
I guess that's their idea of getting into the holiday spirit.
Throwing rocks through a window, it's a twisted way of celebrating.
Someone threw a rock in the window because I'm Jewish?
I think that is why someone threw the rock. There's a small group of people in Billings who have been causing a lot of trouble. First, they sent out leaflets saying hateful things about Jews and some other groups who live here, like Native Americans and African Americans. Last week, they damaged the synagogue. Now they're throwing rocks at menorahs. But I can tell you this, we're going to do everything we can to stop them.
Will you put them in jail?
If we can catch them, we will punish them. But I think there's another way we can do something about this, and that's if the whole town takes a stand. I'm going to do what I can to make that happen.
Dad, Chief Inman said the people who threw the rock probably don't even know us. So why would they do it?
Just because we're Jewish. They don't know anything about us, and they still hate us. It's the same with other people in the town they're trying to frighten. They don't know them either, but they don't like the color of their skin, or their religion, or some of their beliefs.
But why?
I wish I knew. Haters and bullies have been around for as long as anyone can remember.
Let's put our menorahs away, then maybe they won't bother us again.
I know how you feel. It's frightening. But celebrating Hanukkah is part of being Jewish. It's what we believe in. We're not about to let some bullies keep us from celebrating our holiday.
Dad's right, Isaac. We come from a family of pioneers. They came to Montana so they could do things their own way. In a sense, I guess we're pioneers too.
But I don't want to be a pioneer. I just want to be like everyone else.
Sticking up for a belief is never easy, but we're not alone. A lot of people in this town, all kinds of people, are really angry at what the haters have been doing, and we're going to fight back.
For one thing, I'm going to get in touch with the local TV stations. I want to be interviewed so I can tell everyone in Billings what happened to us and ask people to help.
Mom's going to be on TV? Really?
You know Mom, when something happens that she thinks is wrong, she speaks her mind.
Yeah, that's Mom all right.
The next day, a television reporter and cameraman came to the Schneitzer-Goldblum home. As the camera rolled, Isaac's mom explained what happened the night before and spoke about the acts of hate toward other people in Billings. Then she showed the reporter and cameraman the dining room and broken window. Earlier, police detectives had come home to take pictures and look for clues, so nothing had been moved. That evening, Isaac was excited to see his house on the news, but he felt kind of funny too. Would he be safe? The Hanukkah decorations were still up in all the windows. What if someone threw another rock? He talked about this with his parents as they finished cleaning up the broken glass.
We're going to do everything we can to protect you. Chief Inman has arranged to have the police keep a careful eye on our house, and our neighbors have promised that they're going to do the same.
shalom, shalom, chavarim, shalom, chavarim, shalom, shalom, lehitrao, shalom, shalom. Yes.
Many people in Billings saw Mrs. Goldblum on TV and read about what was happening in the town newspaper. Then Chief Inman and a woman named Margaret McDonald called a special meeting. Margaret McDonald was a friend of the Schneitzer Goldblums and had worked with many of the churches in Billings on special projects. The day of the meeting was cold and blustery, but a big crowd filled the hall. Isaac and his parents were there too.
The police are doing everything they can to find these people. But it's important that we take a stand as a community. We have to show that an act of hate against even one person in Billings is an act of hate against all of us.
I have an idea. I've been thinking about a story my parents told me when I was a child. It's about what happened in Denmark during World War II. It was so inspiring that I've never forgotten it. This is what I remember.
Mrs. McDonald described something that happened in Denmark during World War II. Many countries were fighting the Nazis, who believed that Jews and some other people should be imprisoned or killed because they were different. The Nazis ordered everyone who was Jewish to sew stars on their clothing so that they could be easily identified. Denmark had a courageous king named Christian. He believed that all Danish people were precious. He said that if Jews had to wear stars, he would wear one too, and he did. Soon, many of the Danes were wearing them also. They knew that the Nazis had threatened to punish them if they helped their Jewish neighbors, but that didn't stop these brave people. Because people in Denmark stood together against the Nazis, many Jews were saved.
The Schnitzer Goldblums have been urged to take down their menorahs so they won't be a target, but that's not the answer. What if the rest of us were told to take down our Christmas trees and lights because people might throw rocks at us for celebrating Christmas? I say let's take a stand like the Danish people did. Let's all put up menorahs.
Oh, well, I think I might have a solution. Our Sunday school just had a lesson about Hanukkah, and we handed out pictures of menorahs to all the children. We'll make copies of the pictures, and the churches can help distribute them throughout the town.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's do it.
The day after the meeting, Isaac's class talked about what happened to Isaac and his family. Isaac's teacher, Mr. Pearson, had asked Isaac to bring in his menorah and to explain why his family celebrated Hanukkah. Isaac told the class some of his favorite things about the holidays. He told them about his favorite game with a special top called a dreidel. He remembered how much fun he had playing dreidel each year. Then he showed his class the menorah. Some of the children had never seen a menorah, so Mr. Pearson read the class the story of Hanukkah that Isaac had brought to school.
Long ago, in the 2nd century BC, Israel was ruled by King Antiochus of Syria. The king ordered the Jewish people to no longer practice their religious traditions. This made the Jewish people very angry, and so a small group of freedom fighters, called the Maccabees, fought a 3-year war against the Syrians. Though they were greatly outnumbered, the Maccabees fought heroically and finally won. After the war, according to legend, the Maccabees went to reclaim the temple in Jerusalem and prepare it for worship. When they tried to light the sacred light in the temple's altar, they found only one small jar of oil, just enough to provide light for a single night. Yet a miracle happened. The oil kept the lamp burning for 8 nights. That's why the menorah has 9 candles. There is one for each night, with an extra candle to light the others. Every year, Jews celebrate Hanukkah by lighting menorahs and remembering the victory the Maccabees won for religious freedom. That was a wonderful story, Isaac. Thank you for bringing it in. When I was little, I learned a song about Hanukkah candles. Would you like to sing it with me?
Please join in singing Happy Joyous Hanukkah.
Joyous Hanukkah. Some bullies threw a rock in the window where I had my menorah just because I'm Jewish.
Were you scared?
Well, maybe a little.
That was a hard thing to have happen to you and your family. I read about it in the newspaper, and so did the other teachers. We're all very sorry and very angry. Like Isaac said, Hanukkah celebrates the fight for religious freedom. The truth is, People have to fight this battle over and over again. We're doing it now in Billings. Has anyone else in the class ever been picked on for being different? Or do you know someone else who has?
I know someone. Last year there was a new boy in my class. His name was Caleb, and he's a Native American. He comes from the reservation. Some of the kids do not like that. They weren't very nice to him, so I tried to be his friend. I talked to him. We played games together. Then the other kids started to play with him, too.
That is wonderful. How did it feel when the other kids started to follow your example?
It made me feel happy.
My sister has to use a wheelchair, and some kids at school stare at her and tease her because she's different. They shouldn't do that. It hurts her feelings, and sometimes it makes her cry.
That is very cruel. What do you think you would do if someone were bullying you?
Maybe I would go to another school.
You might want to, but wouldn't that be a little bit like running away? It's just the opposite of standing up and saying to the bully, I won't let you push me around.
Yeah, if you run away from bullies, they'll know you're scared and they'll push you around even more. My dad told me that.
He's absolutely right. That's what the town is trying to take a stand for. Because when people stand up to bullies, especially when they stand up together, lots of times the bullies back down. And something else happens too. The people who are being picked on know that they aren't alone, that other people care. Some of us are going to be putting up menorahs in the window, even though we're not Jewish. We want to show our support for Isaac's family and the other families that are being harassed in Billings.
Isaac's class liked the idea of putting menorahs in their windows. That evening, all through the town, people hung menorahs in their windows.
Mom, my friend Greg told me that the Catholic high school put a big sign in their window that said, let's try to get along. And someone threw a brick at it, and smashed the window into a zillion pieces.
Yes, I know. I was just at a meeting about it, as usual. Those cowards did their dirty work in the dark, so they couldn't be seen. Thank goodness the school was empty and no one was hurt.
Is the school mad at us?
Honey, why would the school be mad at us? If they were mad at anyone, they would be mad at the person who threw the brick.
But they were sort of doing this for us, and now their window got smashed.
Yes, Isaac, they're doing it for us and for the other families that these haters are trying to scare. But they're doing it for themselves, too. They're trying to make Billings a better place to live for everyone. Let's get our coats. We're going for a walk.
Now, it's almost time for dinner. Where are we going?
You'll see. It's starting to get dark, and we'll come right back for dinner.
Look, Mom, look at all the menorahs. Every street has menorahs lit up in the houses, just like our house. Has anyone else had rocks thrown through their window?
Yes, but you know that. People just refuse to be scared, whether they are Jewish or not. The newspaper printed a full-page picture of a menorah and asked people to display it on a door or window in their homes. And they did. People have put up thousands of menorahs.
Mom? Remember last year when I told you I wanted to bring some of my Hanukkah presents to show the other guys at school?
Yes.
Well, now don't be mad, but I didn't tell them they were my Hanukkah presents. I felt funny, Mom. Nobody else gets Hanukkah presents. Everyone else gets Christmas presents, and I didn't want to be different. I just wanted to be like the rest of the class.
So what did you do?
I guess I sort of told them that they were my Christmas presents, but not this year, Mom. This year, when I show my presents, I'm going to say they're Hanukkah presents.
I'm glad.
Mom, stop!
What is it?
One of the houses, taped to the door, there was a large picture of a beautiful menorah drawn with brightly colored crayons. Over the menorah was a message, Happy Hanukkah, for our friend Isaac.
Look, Mom!
You know, honey. Hate can make a lot of noise. Love and courage are usually quieter, but in the end, they're the strongest.
All the way home, Isaac looked at the menorahs in his neighbor's windows. As Hanukkah passed and Christmas grew nearer, more and more menorahs could be seen throughout Billings. The town continued to fight against the acts of hatred, and slowly but surely those acts began to stop. The townspeople told each other this was a gift they had given to themselves, and it was the best holiday gift ever. Please join us in singing Give Light.
Even if you were just the townsperson. Be joyous, Hanukkah. Oh, I thought I had my jingle-ingle. Now do that with her. Give light and people will find the way. Give light and people will find the way. Give light and people will find the way. Will find the way to believe.
Stay right where you are. Stay right here. Stay right here for the benediction. Everybody, please join hands for the benediction. As you're doing that, I want to just say thank you to everyone who had a part in sharing this beautiful story, a story of solidarity, a story of hope, and a story of what people can do when they stick together. And I want to share this reading from Marge Piercy. Alone, you can fight, you can refuse, but they roll over you. Two people can keep each other sane, can give support, conviction, love. Three people are a delegation, a committee, a wedge. Four people can play bridge and start an organization. With six, you can rent a whole house, eat a pie for dinner with no seconds, and hold a fundraising party. A dozen makes a demonstration, 100 fill a hall, 1,000 have solidarity and your own newspaper. 10,000 power and your own paper. Excuse me. 100,000, your own media. How about that? 10 million, your own country. It goes on one at a time. It starts when you care to act. It starts when you do it again after they say no. It starts when you say we and know who you mean. And each day, you mean one more. The Christmas menorah tells a story of how a town fought hate. Just imagine what we could all do together. May it be so, blessed be, and amen.
Amen.
And I guess to extinguish the chalice over here, but the light from this chalice, the light from the chalice carries with you in your heart out into the community.
And peace, and peace. Peace. I see. Here it is.